do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, November 25th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Nearly every state House representative Republican candidate did better in 2024 than they did in 2022. Conversely, nearly every House Democrat did worse, except for one. And that one Democrat was up here in northern Michigan in the 103rd House race. State Representative Betsy Cofia of Traverse City saw the most notable increase in votes on the Democrat side. She actually increased her vote total by 2.25 percentage points from the previous election, representing 5,857 more votes. Why is that? In my opinion, her opponent, Lisa Trombley, was an unknown entity. She was recruited and was asked to run from Congressman Jack Bergman's office. Somebody they felt they could control, somebody they could represent as a political consultant during the campaign, defeated the previous Republican candidate who had name recognition and came very close to actually beating John Roth, my current state representative, just back in 2022. Katie Niss had name recognition. She had strong support from the grassroots and even from her own county party in Grand Traverse County. However, Bergman and his chief of staff, Tony Liss, who basically runs the political consulting business with Strategic National, handpicked Lisa Trombley to run against Katie Niss in the primary. Very simply, they threw a ton of money at it, and she won the primary on August 6th. Well, being the candidate, she then had to run a campaign against Betsy Cofia. But there's a couple of absolutely major flawed mistakes Lisa Trombley did. At a debate with Betsy Cofia, she said that she was looking forward to representing Northern Virginia. I mean Northern Michigan. You see, Lisa is a transplant. She has lived near Washington, D.C., in Virginia for decades. And she recently moved to northern Michigan. She's not born and raised here. Katie Ness was born and raised in the district in northern Michigan, marrying her high school sweetheart, having a great family. She was the candidate that should have been supported by the Republican Party, should have been the person to be the nominee, could have beaten Betsy Kofia based on Donald Trump's coattails. The turnout was huge. But everybody saw through Lisa Trombley as being a transplant, being handpicked by Bergman and his machine, and she lost. And as a result, Betsy Kofia increased her percentage of the vote totals, almost 6,000 more votes than she got in the previous election. What does that tell you? The hand-picked candidates like Mike Rogers and Lisa Trombley don't win unless they have the grassroots support. They're not going to win. Now, you can spend a lot of money and you can do a lot of mailers. You can do a lot of negative campaigning against your grassroots opponent to win the primary. But in the general election, the grassroots have shown that they are not going to vote for these rhino handpicked anointed candidates. And I hope and pray that this election was the last one. Mike Rogers and Lisa Trombley, especially here in northern Michigan, I hope the message is loud and clear. If you guys don't want to look at and support our grassroots candidates, we're not going to support your rhinos. It's that simple. A lot of people, party, establishment, longtime Republicans said that's not the way it's supposed to be, Randy. Whoever wins the primary is the person you support, is the person that you put up signs for, you knock on doors, you make phone calls, and you get out the vote for them. Well, I can tell you from personal experience, and I've got reports from all over the state of Michigan, Mike Rogers' signs did not go out. Oh, they spent a lot of money on them. They got shipped out to the county party's offices, the distribution centers that we have, but the people didn't take them. They didn't put them out. Donald Trump signs were out there. Local races here in Antrim County, Victoria Bishop signs everywhere. The people wanted them. They took them, they put them in their yards. As a result, Trump and Victoria Bishop won. Vicky's already been sworn in. Well, the problem is you have this battle going on within the Republican Party. Now, as we all know, and I found out last week because I wasn't following all of Donald Trump's appointments, Pete Hoekstra is gone. He is not going to be running for state chair of the Michigan Republican Party. New people are stepping up and running. One of the new people is the current state senator, Jim Runstedt. Kind of an interesting dynamic happening in his race. He's going to stay as a state senator through this term, which runs through 2026. But he's running for state party chair in February of 2025, saying that he can do both jobs simultaneously. Pretty interesting. pretty interesting situation happening within the Michigan Republican Party. Mike Farage has already announced he's running. We also are hearing that Scott Greenlee, who filed late last time, is also considering it. Well, many of you may have gotten a text message over the weekend from Jim Rundstedt. Pretty interesting messaging already happening when the convention isn't even going to be held until February. So what we have to look at is how this is going to play out. How is this going to play out at the state convention in February? Well, it all boils down to the delegates. Now, to get more information, he sent out a link, but this is basically his text message that came out on Saturday. This is State Senator Jim Rundstedt, and I'm announcing my candidacy for Republican State Party Chairman. For those of you who don't know me, I am an Oakland County Republican State Senator, married, father of five, dedicated supporter of President Trump, and named the most conservative legislator numerous times. I look forward to earning your support over the next several weeks. And then he put a post on his Twitter X account. Hello, Michigan Republicans. Today I'm very excited to announce in a short video my candidacy for Michigan Republican Party Chairman. I pledge to bring transparency, accountability, and integrity to this role. My commitment is to transform our party into a unified force that restores trust, upholds conservative principles, and does everything possible to secure wins for Michigan. For the past 10 years in the legislature, I have ranked consistently as one of or top conservative legislators. I will continue to be your loud, vocal advocate for Republican values and vow to upend the dominance and exploitation by the politically agnostic, self-serving consulting class. Soon, I will share more information on how you can get involved in my campaign. Thank you for your support, State Senator Jim Rundstedt. And then he put out a two-minute video. Run with Rundstedt for Michigan State Party Chair. 12.7 thousand views, 153 reposts, 537 likes, and 22 people commented on his post. Here's the thing that he's referring to, the consulting class. We're going to wrap up final segment of our number one with that story. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Talking about this announcement that State Senator Jim Rundstedt has announced his candidacy for the Michigan Republican Party chair. In his video, he refers to the consulting class that has basically sucked the blood out of the state party. Of course, he's referring to Strategic National being the state party's consulting firm run by John Yab in Grand Rapids. Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff, Tony Liss, and their recruiting of candidates to run for these seats. Most of them won. The biggest flippable seat we had a chance of gaining was getting rid of Betsy Kofia, but they chose Lisa Trombley over Katie Ness. Well, until this stops, and it has to be done at the top, the next chairman has to be laser focused on, yes, raising money, but at the same time, delivering a message that will unite the donor class, deal with this outrageous consulting class control over the state party, and grassroots. Now, I haven't endorsed in this race yet. I want to talk to Jim. I want to talk to others that are considering running for it. I plan on going to the state convention in February, having rejoined the party, gotten active in helping Donald Trump win our county of Antrim, him winning the state of Michigan. Of course, my wife, Victoria Bishop's victory for county clerk, but also working for these other races. The problem is the consulting class picked a couple of bad candidates. The biggest one, the biggest chance we had was winning that U.S. Senate seat. Mike Rogers was the wrong candidate, pure and simple. Had the donor class supported Dr. Sherry O'Donnell with her resume, with her background, she could have beaten Elisa Slotkin. I'm absolutely convinced of it. A doctor, business owner, not a long-term politician like Rogers, could have defeated Elisa Slotkin very easily. Debating her head-to-head, woman on woman on a debate, she could have pulled it off. But the donor class, the consultants, they had their own agenda. And it cost us that Senate seat. And the problem is, Elisa Slotkin is young enough. I've said it already a couple of times on the radio. She will be a U.S. Senator for the next 36 years. Six-year term. Until we get term limits, Elisa Slotkin will be a U.S. Senator for a very, very, very long time. So you got to look at the class of people you're nominating. And if we don't get the right chair in February to lead the state party, to have influence over Donald Trump and J.D. Vance heading into 2026, we could end up with a bad governor candidate. And if that's the case, folks, Democrats could break history. Every 8 years, we go from a Democrat governor to a Republican governor, then back to a Democrat. Well, after 8 years of Gretchen Whitmer, we are due for a Republican governor. And I believe it starts with the state party chair heading into 2026. This is a time that we absolutely need to get this one right. Somebody that can unite the donor class with the grassroots, deliver on conservative values, and get the right candidates in 2026. We can do this. We can win and continue the history of getting a Republican governor elected in 26. The state is broken. It needs to be fixed. So we, the people, need to be part of this process. You have to understand, precinct delegates will have a call to convention for the counties to select delegates to go to the state convention in February and to elect the best chair for the party. Like I said, I'm going to reach out to State Senator Jim Runstad. We'll have him on the show. We've already had Mike Farage on the show. He mentioned his candidacy. We'll see where this goes. Scott Greenlee, in my opinion, probably going to be the consulting class candidate. He's the one that will probably be supported by former chairs Weiser and Shostak. We'll wait and see how that plays out. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com.